Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Good afternoon. I'm pleased to be joined here by New York State Senator Sean Ryan, Assemblyman Bill Conrad, Town of Tonawanda Councilmember Jill O'Malley, and Councilmember Gina Santa Maria. Today, we are announcing a $2.12 million project constructing a Riverway Parkway Trail here in the town of Tonawanda. The $1.3 mile path will provide a new connection between Two Mile Creek Greenway Trail and the Niagara River Greenway Trail, which runs along Isle View Park. This stretch of roadway, which is home to companies that employ over 500 workers, currently has no sidewalks or bike lanes, making pedestrian and bicycle travel difficult at best. The new Riverwalk Parkway Trail, funded with nearly $1.7 million in federal funding and over $400,000 from the town of Tonawanda, will connect people to jobs, recreation, parks, playgrounds, waterfront views, and other public destinations. This is the latest in an ongoing effort to improve bicycle travel, accessibility, and safety across Western New York. And it doesn't happen without leadership on various levels of government working together to get things done, including my friend and colleague, State Senator Sean Ryan. Sean?
Thanks so much, Congressman Higgins, my colleague in the State Assembly, Bill Conrad. Leadership in Tonawanda is great. But what we're trying to do is sort of think around the corner here, right? So we have this park that's filling up with businesses, but there's neighborhoods on the other side and there's a bike path there and it's sort of stranded. So we had long conversations with the town and the people who run the park here, and we figured we could bring a bike path straight through, have it connect to the path in Niawanda, but just really to complete it. We've seen since the pandemic more and more people are out. They're using the outdoors. And the policy we've been in New York State for over a decade is when we look at roads, we don't look at them as just cars. We look at a multimodal concept. Will this work for a car? Will it work for a pedestrian? Will it work for a bicyclist? And we want to put it all together. This area, the town of Tonawanda, is coming up. It's the waterfront. It's going to be mixed use of industry, recreation, active recreation, passive recreation. But it only happens with partners. This money came out of the federal government. So we thank Congressman Higgins for bringing this money home. And we thank the town of Tonawanda for figuring out a really good usage for that money. So more to come. But one person who knows more about the town of Tonawanda than most anything else is Bill Conrad, Assemblymember.
Thank you. Appreciate it. My privilege to be here with Congressman Higgins, Senator Ryan, and my colleagues from the town board. You look around here, and nature's beauties all around us, especially in this community. This is giving people opportunities to explore that beauty by foot, on bike, it's ultimately good for our health, wellness, vibrancy of our community and businesses. And a lot of people haven't had access to this part of the waterfront before. It's been industrial in the past. This is really opening up a big footprint, I think, for the town of Tonawanda and our neighbors in the city of Tonawanda and the district for the 140th. I also want to mention, this has been a wonderful private-public partnership, but our federal partners, our state partners, and our town partners, but also the private industry. Montanti and the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation helped pony up the town's portion of the 20%. I want to give them credit here today because they were part of that formula to make sure that we could make this happen. So I want to give kudos to the Ralph C. Wilson Foundation, as well as our federal partners being the majority of that, the state, and of course, our town, going out and finding these, making that happen. And of course, I want to give kudos to our town engineer, Matt Sutton over there, who's been the person on the ground making sure this could happen. So again, I'm proud to be a part of this plan to draw attention to pedestrian safety, an essential component of walkability, which is, as you hear over and over again, whether it's our complete streets discussions or what have you. But again, I want to thank the congressman for his advocacy here in the Tonawanas in Washington, D.C., because everyone benefits when we feel connected together and when we all use that connection to inspire and facilitate projects like this. So thank you, Congressman.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay.
And the real people on the ground making this happen, Jill O'Malley from the town of Tonawanda.
Thank you. I'm Jill O'Malley. I'm one of the councilwomen for the town of Tonawanda, and I'm joined today with Gina Santa Maria. We both serve on our Youth Parks and Recreation Committee. We're proud to represent the town today. Our town supervisor, as well as Councilman Zarek and Councilwoman Patch, couldn't make it today. I'd like to begin by thanking Congressman Higgins for recognizing the importance of the continuation of this trail in Western New York. As some of you may know, our supervisor, Monday evening's board, discussion over the YPR enhancement project has assured our community that we have a strong commitment to improving the quality of life for our residents by increasing recreation opportunities. As you know, Tonawanda has a huge linear footage model, and this will help to connect multiple recreation opportunities for our residents. I want to echo Mr. Conrad's comments about thanking Matt Sutton for his work. I know from my time being on the board, being appointed last year, Matt has been working on this nonstop. And I also want to thank our partners in the state, as well as this public-private partnership. And I think you'll see more of that as we see strong business relationships being formed within our community that will emphasize the importance of these partnerships to benefit our residents. So thank you, everybody, for this important project for our community.
Thank you.
You're good? Okay. Any questions?
When is groundbreaking expected to start on that?
Matt.
Now let's bring up the person.
That's why I had to thank him in advance. He's the person with all the answers.
Sorry, I didn't. 2023? I'm Matt. Okay.
On the project, when is that expected?
When's the groundbreaking on the project? So the grant funds were just announced. We've worked through funding, similar funding like this in the past, and it does take some time. So we are working through the grant agreement, and then we'll enter into the design phase. It'd be tough to have a groundbreaking next year. I think more than likely we're looking at a groundbreaking in the spring of 2024.
And has the plans been all set up for how it's supposed to be, the path, trail, whatever?
We have preliminary plans set up, and we use those. Those are what we have in front of me here. Those plans are conceptual in nature. We need to dig down and get into detailed design and figure out all the details that are entailed. So we do have a good preliminary layout, but the design phase is gonna take some time. It's a little more than point A to point B with a couple of creek crossings and and roads in the way
and overhead
power lines, easements, water 48-inch water lines, a couple of those. But we'll get through it.
How many existing trails would this connect to?
So this is going to connect 2 Mile Creek up to River Road. River Road recently was repaved with bike lanes, and Erie County Parks has a project on, I would say, I'm estimating a similar timeline that would provide some accommodations up to the other side of River Road. So we are, the combination of the two projects would connect us to the New York State trail.
Apart from recreation, what are the advantages to these trails? I mean,
There are people who are never going to bike it or walk it.
Yes.
So.
Well, you know, during the pandemic, we learned something that is universal, and that is that there's a greater appreciation for parks, pedestrian space, and recreation. You know, when Frederick Law Olmsted laid out the Buffalo Park system, before he was a landscape architect, he was a public health worker in the Civil War. And he believed strongly in the healing power of parks, an abundance of sunshine and fresh air. And that's true in any community. So post-pandemic, more bike, more green, more recreation, more pedestrian. So it's not only about the people that currently use them, it's about the future users as well. And this is important to the town of Tonawanda. It's important to the city of Buffalo. It's important to New York State and the nation. And that's where the emphasis is. You see now a greater emphasis on protected bike lanes because there's so many people that are, you know, using as a mode of transportation bicycles and using it for recreation as well. If you look at the statistics, you Google it, bike usage, bike purchases have gone through the roof and during a time of pandemic. That's a trend that was already in place and then accelerated because people felt cooped up. So you're going to see that continue. So these are things that are, you know, it's a vision for the future, and it's anticipating the future needs of communities, not only for recreation, but for, you know, health and exercise and all those other things as well.
I think there's I'm sorry, I make sure I heard you. You said bike usage is accelerating?
Accelerated. Through the roof. Google.
I think there's also
purchases and usage.
Senator Ryan and I have been here. We were taking a look at some things from the state. We were discussing transportation, some of the issues here, but we're also talking about practicality to get to work, and there is no sidewalk here, and trying to negotiate if you're going to walk or ride or take the bus and then get off and do that, it's going to add a lot to this space. You've got over 500 people working here. You got Amazon, you got FedEx, you have all these businesses here. You need multimodal transportation options, and if you don't have a car, this is a very awkward space to get to, and it's a little bit of a winding road to get down there. I implore you to go on foot, because the senator and I did, and it was not easy. So adding this is just a piece of practicality beyond just recreation. So if that adds to that question, thank you.
Can you just talk about where this idea came from? Was it based on community input, or have people been asking?
You know, Matt, come on in here. Matt's the coordinator behind the scenes. So
rugby came from rugby.
Yeah.
So the idea of having a trail like this, it really stemmed from the development of the business park. We have been talking to, we as in the town of Tonawanda, has been talking to Montante for several years as the business park gets developed, about the need, increasing need for pedestrian access throughout the park. And so we are built out enough that it's finally time to do something about it. So it's really been a conversation between the town and the developer for several years as the park has grown. My name is Matt Sutton. I'm the town engineer for the town of Tonawanda. S-U-T-T-O-N.
Also, there was some, if I heard correctly, about Montante and Ralph Wilson Foundation helping with the town.
$425,000. Montante's $425,000. Ralph C. Wilson was $1 million.
Ralph Wilson is tied a little bit more to the park across the road, and I want to say that is about $1 million. I don't quote me on that figure because I'm a little less involved in that project, but I know that project is in excess of a $1 million project.
So when it says $400,000 from the town and another $425,000 from Montana,
the $400,000 component is the town's component, and it's coming from Montana. So the town's not putting any money into this. This is actually coming from Montante. That's why, right? They're making up the 20% contribution.
Yeah, the federal funding is $1,696,000. The local match is $424,000, and we are working in partnership with TM Montante to provide that local match as it supports the development of the park.
Okay. That clarifies it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.